I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. What's in a name? Indonesia is giving Jesus a new one. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA explains.
The Indonesian government has announced they will stop using the Arabic term for Jesus, which is Isa al-Masih. When they refer to Christian holidays, they will instead use the Indonesian language term, Yesus Christus.
Starting next year, three Christian holidays will get new names in the archipelago. Many believers celebrate the change as a sign of respect. Indonesia has the largest Muslim population in the world, but some Christian leaders voice concern about outreach to Muslims. Others worry that Indonesia could go the way of Malaysia, another Muslim-majority nation. Only the Lord knows what tomorrow holds.
Maybe this is a conversation starter. Hey, the government is changing the words they use, but do you know the person behind the words? Do you know Jesus?
And in Vietnam, Christian leaders are often limited to preaching the Bible to fellow Christians. But this year, Franklin Graham was invited to preach at an open-air rally in Vietnam. Over 42,000 people attended, and Pastor Luke, a Vietnamese pastor with A3, translated for Franklin Graham, communicating the gospel to many non-believers in his own country. More than 4,500 people began relationships with Christ. Now, Pastor Luke says,
we contacted them to the local churches, and we did follow up. So we gathered about 92% of those who accepted Jesus Christ to come to the church so that we could teach them the Bible. So that's a good resource that we got from the evangelism event.
Praise God for the gospel's impact in Vietnam. There are plans for another event in 2024. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.